Ukraine on high alert. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. A state of emergency in place as concerns grow of a full-scale invasion by Russia, with the Pentagon and State Department saying the threat is imminent.
The latest intelligence says the next phase will likely be Putin again claiming the need to protect ethnic Russians inside Ukraine. The Pentagon is looking at three potential avenues of attack: north from Crimea, east from a breakaway province of Moldova, and west from the separatist-controlled areas in Donbass that Putin just claimed and sent forces to, who he called peacekeepers.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Lviv. The UN Security Council now in an emergency meeting at the request of Ukraine, the second one this week. Monday's session saw no support for Russian President Vladimir Putin's declaration of independence for two separatist areas of eastern Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says if Putin further escalates, more sanctions will be put in place.
He wants to have a flourishing economy for the Russian people. Just even without the bite of our sanctions, that is clearly not happening.
Penalties put in place yesterday targeted Russian banks, oligarchs, and sovereign debt. The jury in the federal trial of three former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights will resume deliberations tomorrow morning.
The jury spent all day Wednesday discussing the case against J. Alexander King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao. They are facing federal charges of not allowing George Floyd his right to medical care. All three were at the scene when convicted ex-cop Derek Chauvin knelt on Floyd's neck in 2020 until he lost consciousness and later died. King and Tao are also charged with failing to render aid.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Houston police say an East Texas deputy constable was killed and a suspect wounded in a shooting at a shopping mall. Police say the deputy constable had been working an off-duty job at the mall at the time of the shooting. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Opening statements held today in the case of former Louisville, Kentucky police officer Brett Hankison, charged with wanton endangerment for his actions during the raid that killed Breonna Taylor in March 2020. Defense attorney Stu Matthew.
Everything he did on that scene out there before, during, and after the shooting occurred was logical, was reasonable, was justified, and made total sense.
Hankison has pled not guilty. If convicted, he faces up to 5 years in prison. A case of mistaken identity lands a California woman behind bars for weeks, and now she's suing.
A nightmare for Bethany K. Farber.
It could happen to anyone.
She is suing the Los Angeles Police Department after spending 2 weeks in jail in April of last year. Farber was apprehended by TSA officers at LAX while on her way to fly to Mexico to meet her family for a vacation. They said there was a warrant for her arrest in Texas.
You have the wrong person. Please check. And they just said no.
Police were searching for Bethany Farber of Texas, wanted for property damage. Farber's attorney, Rodney Diggs.
And they could have, you know, checked the birth date, checked fingerprints, checked Social Security number. Ms. Farber had her passport on her at the time.
Her lawsuit seeks $2.5 million for emotional distress.
Fox's CJ Papa. The city of Los Angeles, LAPD, and LAX police are not commenting on pending litigation. The International Energy Agency says emissions of methane from oil, gas, and coal production are significantly higher than government's claims. The agency says its analysis shows emissions are 70% higher than the official figure provided by governments worldwide. The agency also says the findings underline the urgent need for enhanced monitoring efforts and stronger policy action to drive down emissions of the greenhouse gas. Experts say methane is responsible for almost a third of the temperature increase that's occurred since the start of the Industrial Revolution. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.